弟兄姊妹还有小朋友们平安。
Morning to brothers and to the children.
谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的代祷。上个礼拜在西雅图聚会，弟兄姊妹也请我回来问候大家。
And thank you for praying for my trip to Seattle, and then the brothers and sisters there greet you.
神很祝福那几天的聚会。
And God blessed the few days of meetings we had there.
我在那边很感动的一件事情，就是看见他们中间很多的中学生或是大学生。
And then one thing that really touched me is the high school and also the university children.
跟我在任何地方看见的那些不信主的中学生、大学生，完全不同的气质。
And they are completely different than the non-believer high schoolers and the college students.
他们那样子的敬虔，那样子的爱主。
And they are so fearful of God and so loving of Him.
不管初中生、高中生、大学生，当我在生活里面跟他们相处的时候
，No matter if they are like in middle school, high school, or college, when I live with them,
他们是那样子的顺服，那样子的乖啊。
And they are so obedient and obedient to the Lord.
而且他们在教会里面都接了许多的服事。
And then in the church, they have many the ministries.
他们因为这个教会已经有20年以上的时间，所以培养从小长到大的。
This church has a 20-year history, and they have been raising these kids. These kids have grown up in that church.
所以我很想套用马丁，就是这个金恩博士的一句话。
And this this Dr. Martin and using Martin Luther King. I want to use one of his sayings.
你们知道他最有名的一句话是什么
？What is his most famous saying?
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
我就希望我们这些小孩子们将来在神家里面都成为栋梁。
And then my dream is that the children that we have now will become a pillars in the house of God.
你真的看见这些孩子，我们的心就会感动。
And then when we see these children, our hearts are touched.
真的是跟世界不一样，从孩子的身上显出来。
And then they are different from the world. You can see from the children.
那天我跟念慈开车在外面，看见几个美国的男孩女孩在那边走路，讲话的表情。我就给我很大很大的感触。
And then when that day, Nancy and I were driving out there, and we saw a few American kids out there talking and walking. And then we have a big difference. There's a big feeling inside us.
整个世界现在一直在朝更黑暗堕落的一个地步去。
And the trend of the world is towards darkness.
而我们能够活在神的家中，是神给我们的恩典。
And that we can live before God is a grace.
我们能够让神我们的孩子长在神的家中，对他们是一个最大的祝福。
And then it's a great blessing that they can grow up in the home of the house of God.
好，今天早晨我们继续来看奇妙的救主。
And today we're going to continue looking at the wonderful Lord.
当我们每一次讲到奇妙的救主的时候，我觉得我们的心弦好像是受震动。
And every time when we talk about the wonderful Lord, it seems like our veins have been shaken.
我们所信的主真是一个奇妙的救主。
And the Lord that we believe is truly a wonderful Lord.
他的奇妙显在太多的地方。
And then his wonders have been displayed in many areas.
我们已经讲了四个题目，今天早晨我们再从另外一个角度来讲他的奇妙。
And we'll talk about four aspects, and this morning we'll talk another aspect.
今天早晨我们要看主耶稣居然肯使用一个小小的驴驹啊。
And today we want to see how Jesus can use a little coat.
这么创造宇宙伟大的万王之王、万主之主。
And this creator of the universe,
他在被众人高举做王的时候
，and when he was being lifted up to be the king of people,
他居然拣选了一只小小的驴驹，他骑在他的上面
，and he chose a little colt to ride upon.
真是那个柔和、谦卑、和平的君王。
And he is the kind, the good, humble king.
我们一起来看马可福音第十一章。
Let's turn our Bibles to Mark chapter 11.
第一节到第十一节。
Mark chapter 11, verse 1 to 11.
我们请弟兄们读一节，姊妹们读一节。
Let the brothers read the odd verses and the sisters the even verses.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷。到了伯法奇和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒。 若有人对你们说为什么做这事，你们就说主要用他，那人必立时让你们迁来。在那里站着的人有几个说，你们解驴驹做什么？他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。前行后随的人都喊着说，何塞纳奉主名来的是应当称颂的。耶稣进了耶路撒冷圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去。好，我们请读约翰福音十二章二十六节，这是我们今天背诵的经文，在程序单上有。
Next, turn to John chapter 12 verse 26.
我们请一起同声的来读啊。
Let us read it together.
若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。我们请弟兄们读一次。
Let the brothers read it.
若有人服侍我，跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。请姊妹们读一遍。好，我们最后一起来背一次好不好啊？如果不会背可以看啊，预备来。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。好，这是约翰福音十二章二十六节啊，这是非常非常宝贝的一节经文，所以我们该把它背起来。
This is a precious verse that we should memorize.
好，我们今天早晨我们要来看主耶稣进耶路撒冷的时候发生的一个很美的故事。
And today we're going to look at the wonderful story when Jesus entered Jerusalem.
而在这边有四个字很突出的出现在我们的面前。
And there are four words that spring out.
就是主要用我们。
That is, the Lord will use us.
我不晓得小朋友你们有没有到过邮局去啊？看过这个邮局现在在卖一些 souvenir， 就是一些纪念品，钥匙串或者什么，画了一个美国的 Uncle Sam， 然后指头指着你，有没有看过那个图？
I don't know if the children have been to the post office and there is this poster there that has a drawing of Uncle Sam with a finger pointing at you saying that he wants you.
应该是右手不是左手，你已经把我答案讲出来了。好，那上面写着 I want you， 我要你。
And the finger is pointing at you saying he wants you.
就是说到美国政府，他说我们需要使用你，需要用你。
That is, the US government wants to use you.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我们要讲到一个更荣耀的一个呼召。
And this morning we're going to talk about a more glorious calling.
就是主说主要用我们。
That is, the Lord wants to use us.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不太能够想象说这么一个伟大的神，当他来到地上的时候。
And we cannot think such a great God when he came to the earth.
啊，当他行了这么多神迹奇事，而最后要进耶路撒冷。
And he has done so many wonders and signs, and lastly he was going to enter Jerusalem.
啊，在那个时候，众人非常佩服他，高举他。
And then the people honored him.
但是主耶稣却在这里，他叫门徒去找一只小驴驹来。
And yet Jesus asked his disciples to get the colt.
照着圣经上告诉我们，这是应验了主在旧约所预言的，说锡安的驴子啦，你们不要惧怕，因为你的王骑着驴驹来了。
And then this is a fulfillment of the prophecy saying that the people of Zion should not fear because your king is coming on a mule.
是的，虽然圣经上预言说那一位王来的时候要骑着驴驹进来。
And yes, at that time, the king would be coming on the mule.
但是主为什么会拣选了一个小小的驴驹，这件事情叫我们觉得惊讶。
And why did the Lord choose a young mule, a colt?
圣经上讲到他是那位柔和谦卑的王。
And the Bible tells us that he is a kind and gentle king.
不一定要去拣选世界上那些人认为那些高大俊美那些才干的人。
And that he did not choose the ones who are gifted and strong people.
神在乎的是在乎我们是否真心的愿意来侍奉他。
And what the Lord matters is that if we are truly sincere in our service.
完全不在乎人衡量的标准。
And it's not according to what we think our standard.
而是神有他衡量的标准。
And God has his own standard.
也不在于我们今生的价值。
And doesn't matter the value of our life in this earth.
而这个侍奉是在于永远的价值。
And this service has eternal value.
主在这里，圣经上刚才我们读的约翰福音十二章告诉我们，若有人服侍我，他说我父必尊重他。
And in John chapter 12, 26, it says, My Father will honor the one who serves me.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想过神为什么用尊重这两个字？
And brothers and sisters, do you know why God will use the word honor?
如果是我的话，我就说，如果有人服侍我，我就赏赐他就是了，对不对？
And if it were me, I would say somebody serves me, then I would pay them back.
或者有人如果服侍我的话，我愿意祝福他。
Or if someone would serve me, I would bless them.
但是神他就是你说，若有人服侍我，我父讲到那位宇宙独一的真神，居然尊重我。
And here he talks about my Father, the only God. He will honor the person who serves.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不能够想象说神为什么这样子的爱我们。
And we cannot think why God loves us so.
他的爱不仅仅显在十字架上，他为我们罪付了代价。
And his blood is on display on the cross when he died for our sins.
他的爱显在他居然看重我们。
And then his love is displayed that he values us.
像我们这样子的人，居然可以来侍奉他。
And a person like us that we can serve him.
一个在角落里面没有人注意的小驴驹子在哪里？
And this little colt in the corner, nobody pays attention to it.
他可能小到一个地步，从来没有人还没有骑过他的。
And then nobody has ridden it before.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不管我们在人的中间显得多么的卑微或是年幼。
And no matter how we look weak or young to other people.
但是这都不是神拣选我们或不拣选我们的标准。
But this is not the reason why God would select us or not choose us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他不仅仅救我们。
Not only he saved us,
他不仅仅赐福给我们，
not only he blessed us,
他要把一个尊荣赐给我们，叫我们可以侍立在他的面前来侍奉他。
And he will give us this honor and position so that we can serve him.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这些话语借着人讲没有用，我们一定要圣灵来提升我们。
And then the brothers and sisters, these words, if we would listen to by the words of man, is no use. It has to be made alive by the Holy Spirit.
让我们看见侍奉。
That we may see that service is for him.
所有的侍奉都直接跟这位万王之王、万主之主发生关系。
And all service has this relationship between this God.
所以主说，若有人服侍我，
And the Lord says that if anyone serves me.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹或小朋友，不管我们在神家接受任何的侍奉。
So, Francis and the children, no matter what kind of service you have in the house of God,
其实侍奉不光是在教会里面，弟兄姊妹。
And service is not only in the church of God.
我们的生活就是侍奉。
Our life is a service.
我们在家里面一样的侍奉主。
And then we can serve God in our home.
所以有一个姊妹，她在她的厨房的 sink 旁边贴了放了一块匾额，上面写了一句话。
And so a sister put this plaque beside the sink in the kitchen.
他说 ,divine service is conducted here three times a day. 他说在这边一天三次有神圣的服事在这里进行。
And, three times a day, divine service is conducted here.
每一天要炒三次菜，在那边洗菜做菜，对不对？
Because every day she has to cook three times.
这个我们很知道的这个 Brother Lawrence, 他是非常与神同行出了名的一个弟兄。
And there's this famous brother called Brother Lawrence.
他在厨房里面做大厨或是在那边忙碌的时候，他说他一面在那里忙洗盘子做菜，他说他如同在守圣餐，在那里擘饼一样。
And this brother, he works in the kitchen. He's a cook, and no matter what he's doing, cooking or washing dishes, it seems like he is conducting the communion there.
弟兄姊妹、小朋友，连你们在读书的时候，都是为了侍奉神。
And the children that when you are studying, you are also serving God.
当我们在我们的本分的里面为着荣耀神而做的时候，每一件都是在侍奉他。
And then when we are doing the things that we must do, then we are serving the Lord.
所以到底我们的生活是不是侍奉，关键在于我们是不是为着主。
And whether our life is a service, the key point is whether we do it for the Lord.
但是当我们要讲真正的侍奉的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们光讲为主还不够。
And the true service, if we're just doing for the Lord, that's not enough.
我记得我在弟兄姊妹中间曾经讲了三个点我们要 check 的。
And I remember telling brothers and sisters there are three points.
第一个，到底是不是为了主？就是说动机是不是为了主
？And the first is whether your motivation is for the Lord.
我们必须是 pure for God and holy for God.单纯为着他，而且完全是为着他。
And holy and purely and fully for God.
弟兄姊妹，这是服事的第一个条件，我们必须动机是为着他，不是为着名声，不是为着人家的称赞跟看见。
And that's the first requirement for service of God. It's not for a praise from others.
也不是为着自己的喜欢、兴趣，或者跟别人的比较。
And it's not according to whether you like it or not, or your own interest.
所以这是讲到第一个条件。
This is the first requirement.
而第二个讲到他不仅仅是为了主，而且必须是出于主要你做的。
And then secondly, it's not it has to come out from God.
很多我们认为对、认为好的。
And many times when we think what is good or what is right,
不见得是神要我们做的。
It may not be what God wants.
而就算是神要我们做的，不见得 is the right time to do it. 不见得是对的时候去做的。
Even though God wants us to do it, it may not be the right time.
而且也不见得是神要你去做，神可能要用不同的器皿去做的。
And it may be that God may not want you to do it. Maybe God wants someone else to do it.
所以这是很多教会里面出问题的地方。
And this caused many problems in churches.
因为很多教会出问题，就是弟兄姊妹觉得我都是在为神做，为什么这个没有受到重视
？And many brothers and sisters they said they're working hard in the church, but yet why they are not being valued?
所以有人建议教会出钱请人来祷告。
So some people suggest that to pay money to have someone pray for the church.
有人建议说出钱请人去发福音单张，因为弟兄姊妹没有空。
And some others said that we'll pay money for somebody to hand out the pamphlets because
他觉得他的出发点是为了主。
He thinks that the motivation is for God.
但是神不见得要做。
But they may not be what God wants.
有的时候我们觉得该这么做，但是时候可能没有到。
And many times we think that we need to do it, but the time may not be right.
所以第二件事情必须是出于主。
So the second thing is that it must be of the Lord.
是主的时候，是主要用的器皿。
It's the Lord's time, and it's the vessel that God wants to use.
而第三件事情
，Thirdly,
必须是主。
It must be God.
在你做的过程里面
，And in the process of doing,
我们不是凭着自己去做。
We're not doing by of ourselves.
虽然动机是为了神。
Although the motivation is from God,
虽然也是神的意思叫我们去做
and then it is of God's will to do,
而在整个过程的里面
but in the process of
我们必须是在主里面来做它
we need to do it in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹这是我们在侍奉神的时候一个三个非常非常重要的 check 的点
and in our service to God these are three checks you need to do.
弟兄姊妹但是神却愿意使用我们
Brothers and sisters, yet God is willing to use us.
这是一个神给我们一个极大的恩典，是我们要珍惜的。
And this is a great gift that we need to value.
今天早晨我们从这一幅的图画里面
，And this morning from this picture,
这一幅非常可爱而且很漂亮的一个图画里面
，And this very lovely picture,
我们来学他们在侍奉的事情上主怎么样子来使用他们
，And how we can in our service how God can use us.
整个侍奉的一个关键。
And then the key in the service.
这里讲到甘心乐意和绝对的顺服。
And here it talks about willingness and the willingness to obey.
所以我们来看这几个主角啊。
And let's look at these the characters in this picture.
那第一个讲到门徒。
First of all, it is the disciples.
主叫门徒去牵驴子来。
And God asked send the disciples to get the colt.
弟兄姊妹，这两个门徒没有跟主讲很多条件啊。
And the two disciples did not ask many reasons.
主啊，万一人家不给我怎么办
？What happens if they did not allow us to have the coat?
主啊，万一人家以为我是小偷怎么办
？What happens if they think that I'm a thief?
哦，他可能会找很多很多的理由。
And they can find many excuses.
小朋友，爸爸妈妈叫你们去做事的时候，你们会不会找理由
？And children, when your parents ask you to do things, do you give a lot of excuses?
应该是哥哥的趁人，因为昨天是我造的乐事。
It must be brother's turn because I took the garbage out.
啊，我们可能会有很多很多的理由。
We can have many reasons.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这两个门徒当他听见主说的时候，你没有看见他们讲什么，他们就去了。
And these two disciples said they did not give any reasons and they just followed Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹，这两个门徒他们去做一件非常重要的事情。
And these two disciples did something very important.
圣经上告诉我们说，你去见到那个驴驹以后，要把它解开，要把它带来。
Bible says that you are to untie it and bring it here.
弟兄姊妹，有多少人今天在那里被捆绑而在那里不自由？
And there are so many people today that are in bondage are not free.
神差我们出去传福音，或是出去看望，或是造就弟兄姊妹。
And God sent us out to visit other brothers and sisters.
很重要的两件事，第一个为他解开捆绑。
First we need to do is to untie them.
不是只叫他自由就算了，第二件事情要把他带到主的面前来。
Not only set them free, but we need to bring them before the Lord.
啊，这是我们所有福音组跟关怀小组我们的使命，一个是解开，一个是带来。
And this is the calling of the gospel group. First of all, we need to untie them and to bring them.
目的是因为主要用他。
The reason is the Lord wants to use them.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上一个最高、更高的爱啊！不仅仅要把恩典给我们，主要用我们。
This is the greatest demonstration of God's love. Not only He saved us, but He wants to use us.
啊，你可能觉得你刚刚信主，这个福音也不会传，我怎么去带人？
You may think that you just believe in the Lord. How can you lead others to Christ?
我记得以前一个年长弟兄讲他刚得救的时候。
I remember an elderly brother shared this one.
他当天晚上得救，第二天到学校去就跟同学传福音去了。
And the morning after he was saved, he went to share the gospel with his students.
他跑到他好朋友面前想要跟他讲主，一跟他讲话讲不出来。
And then he met his best friend and then he wanted to share Christ but he could not say anything.
他的朋友说你怎么了？
And his friend asked him what happened.
他说没有没有，他说你跟我到二楼去好吗？
And he said nothing, let us go to the second floor.
所以他们就到了二楼以后，他平常是很会讲话的，那天又结结巴巴又讲不出来。
And normally he can talk a lot but that day he could not say anything.
他说：“那我们到三楼去，好吧？”
And he said, "Let's go to the third floor."
那朋友也搞不懂他今天到底干嘛，跟他到了三楼，还是讲不出来。
And the friend was puzzled why he would be like this.
到了三楼以后又不行，到了阳台去了，顶楼去。
And then he could not say anything on the third floor, so they went to the roof.
到了roof以后没有地方再走了啊，再走要去见主。
And there's no place to go from the roof.
他就紧张的不得了，就对他的朋友说。我希望你信耶稣。
And he was very nervous, and so he finally said that I wish that you would believe in Jesus.
当他一讲说我希望你信耶稣，耶稣爱你的时候，眼泪就从他身上出来。
And when he said those words, then tears came from his eyes.
他的朋友眼泪也掉下来。
And then his friend also shed tears.
他从来没有想到一天到晚玩在一起的朋友，今天会这么认真 serious 告诉他这句话。
Then he never knew that this friend that he played with day in and day out would say such serious words.
他没有用高言大志，没有用很多救恩的道理去传福音。
He did not use very high sounding words or gospel preaching words to say to his friend.
他就是顺服主在他心中给他的感动跟差遣，他去做。
And he only obeyed the moving of the Spirit in his heart.
他的朋友当场接受了耶稣。
His friend received Jesus.Immediately.
他们两个在学校里面成为最好的同工，开始福音传出去。
And then his friend became his best co-worker to spread the gospel in the school.
弟兄姊妹，神差遣我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord sent us.
让我们解开人身上的捆绑。
To untie the bondage in other people.
把人带回到主的面前。
And to bring them back to the Lord.
让主来使用他。
That the Lord may use them.
啊，印度有个巴圣弟兄曾经来过台湾。嗯
There is a brother in India who came to Taiwan once.
他是一个非常非常跟随圣灵的一个人。
And then he is one who follows the leading of the Spirit.
有一天半夜他都已经睡觉了，主突然把他叫起来。
And one night he was almost asleep and the Lord awoke him.
就在半夜的时候，主差遣他出去。
And in the middle of the night, the Lord sent him out.
他说：“主，你半夜叫我出去干嘛？”
And he asked the Lord, "Why are you sending me out in the
middle of the night?" 但他就顺服他开的门，他就出去了。
And he obeyed the Lord, and he opened the door and went out.
主叫他一直走，一直走，叫他走到了一条河的边。
And then the Lord asked him to walk and walk until the river's edge.
那边有一对年轻的男女正在那里讲话。
And then there was a young a young couple, they were talking there.
主叫他把福音传给他们。
And the Lord wanted him to share the gospel to them.
当他过去把福音传给他们的时候，才知道这两个这一对年轻的男女因为婚姻不得答应，准备当天晚上跳河自杀的。
And then he knew that this young couple, because the parents didn't approve of the marriage, they were going to commit suicide.
弟兄姊妹，也许今天神在我们身上的差遣，不见得像我所举的例子这么明显。
And maybe today the Lord's calling of us may not be so clear like these two examples.
但是在我们的周围有太多的人需要我们去untie他。
And there's so many people around us that need us to untie them.
我们希望能够把主的恩典给他。
We want to give the Lord's blessing to them.
我们也希望这样子的人能够被主来使用他。
And then we want that the Lord to use them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，第一件事情就必须要有人能够顺服主，接受主的差遣。
And the first thing is that there are people who are obedient to the calling of God.
第二件事情，我们看见这个驴驹的主人。
And secondly, we see the owner of the colt.
当他们说主要用它的时候。
And when the disciples said that the Lord wants to use it,
他们立刻把他所拥有的驴驹就交给了这两个门徒。
Then they gave it to the two disciples.
弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
今天神在这里把他的需要告诉我们的时候。
Today, when the Lord tells us of His needs,
今天在这里讲到神家有需要的时候,
and that today that there are needs in the house of God,
我们愿不愿意把我们自己交给主?
Are we willing to give ourselves over to Him?
当神家在这里报告需要有人加入饭食、加入整洁的时候,
and then when the announcement is that we need people to help with the love feast,
我们愿不愿意甘心的把我们的时间、把我们的力量来交给耶稣?
Are we willing to give up of our energy and our time to in this service?
我们发现他们在他们身上一个特点，他们甘心的把自己的交给主。
And then this special characteristic of these folks, they willingly give up of themselves.
从前有一个姊妹，她是一个寡妇，她养了三个孩子。
And there was this widow who had three children.
当她的大儿子长大的时候，她愿意到非洲去当宣教士。
And when the eldest son grew up, he wanted to be a missionary to Africa.
去了欧洲，过了一段时间以后，消息传来，他被非洲的那个食人族把他给吃掉了。
And then the mom heard the news that the cannibals ate his son.
然后在肉身里面，他为了儿子的离去，他舍不得。
And then she is very sad that her son died.
但他继续为了他剩下的两个儿子祷告。
And she continued praying for the other two sons.
后来第二个儿子去了。 过了一段时间传回来也死掉。
And then she sent the second son, and after a while she heard news that he too died.
最后一个小儿子后来也去，到最后也殉道。
And then the third son went, and he too was martyred.
弟兄姊妹，很多弟兄姊妹都不知道怎么安慰他。
And many brothers did not know how to comfort her.
有人说，难道你会不会后悔，你把你的孩子都送到了非洲去？
And then someone asked her, do you regret that you sent your children to Africa?
他说他只后悔，他只有三个孩子。
And she replied that she only regretted that she had only three sons.
他说我巴不得我还有第四个、第五个孩子，我可以为主用。
And I wish that I had the fourth or fifth son that I can send them also.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是一个编造出来的故事，这是一个真实的故事。
Francis, this is not a fiction. This is what really happened.
地上没有父母亲不爱自己的孩子的。
There's no parents on earth that do not love their children.
尤其是一个寡妇靠着自己的力量抚养起来的孩子。
Especially a widow who spent all her strength to raise the children.
每一个都是她的心肝宝贝。
Everyone is valuable to her.
当她看见神家的需要。
When she saw the need in the house of God.
看见那些灵魂的沉沦。
And then saw the destruction of the soul.
宁可把她心爱的交在神的手中。
She's willing to give up her most valuable to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，神今天并没有向我们要我们的三个孩子。
Brothers and sisters, today the Lord did not ask us for our children.
神今天叫着你要我们。
But rather today, the Lord wants us.
我们自己愿不愿意把我们的时间、财富和我们的智慧、才干都交在主的手中？
Are we willing to give up of our time and our gifts and of our money to Him?
我们愿意甘心地把自己交给主。
We'll willingly give up ourselves to Him.
时间。 机会在时间的里面，
and the opportunity is in time.
而时间一过去，我们爱主、奉献主的机会都掉。
And then when time passed, then the opportunity to serve and love him is gone.
所以玛利亚能够在那个时候把香膏抹在主耶稣的身上。
So Mary at that right moment was able to anoint the Lord with perfume.
把她最好的奉献给主耶稣。
And gave the Lord the best that she had.
我说过这个香膏是历史上香的最久的一瓶香膏。
And then I often say that this perfume is the perfume that lasts the longest in the
history. 今天已经快2000年了，这瓶香膏还这么香。
And then this bottle of perfume over 2,000 years is still so fragrant.
主说你们往普天下传福音的时候，都要述说这个女子所做的，做个纪念。
And then the Lord said that wherever the gospel reaches in the world, you will tell this story.